America's federal health agency is immediately ordered to halt communication with world leaders on public health. The CDC's deputy director told staff to wait for future guidance on interactions with the World Health Organization. Experts warn the timing of the Sunday night order could disrupt key collaborations on viruses spreading globally, including the recent bird flu outbreak. The Washington Post reviewed the memo. It states work must cease. Through technical working groups, coordinating centers, advisory boards, cooperative agreements, both in person and virtually. Just last week, President Trump signed an executive order to withdraw the U.S. from the World Health Organization. The president cited the organization's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and its failure to avoid political influence. Under the terms of the organization, the U.S. must notify the WHO 1 year in advance before leaving. Trump's decision must receive approval by Congress, and the U.S. has to fulfill all outstanding financial obligations. The U.S. joined the WHO in 1948. It is an international health agency aimed at coordinating global health emergencies and provide universal health coverage for billions of people. For decades, the U.S. has helped fund the WHO in order to support public health efforts and global initiatives. The CDC would also face impacts, losing access to global virus data and genetic databases, essential for updating vaccines. Both agencies operate 71 centers within the U.S. where staff collaborate on a range of health concerns. WHO has referred all comments to U.S. officials. But last week, the organization reflected on Trump's decision, saying with the help of the U.S., countless lives have been saved from global health threats, and they regret the announcement.